Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back live with more from Rally House Wrigleyville on the Scores Afternoon Show with your host, Matt Spiegel, and special guest host, Eddie from Barstool Sports on 670 The Score. In Odyssey Station.
Again, I can't predict anything.
No, we could not. Is that Matt Nagy? I'm relieved to be done with his uniquely Hungarian brand of stubbornness. That dude. He had one trick. And when it didn't work, he doubled down and tripled down, quadrupled down. Just freaking miserable to watch that guy try and make his offense work when he clearly didn't have the pieces to do it.
It just crashed and burned so fast. And it's just something I'll never forget.
And then he lingered. He lingered and lingered and lingered. And that is hopefully not the kind of existence we're going to be in right here. We are hanging out here at Rally House in Wrigleyville. This place is awesome. We still have not used the Hotronics machine over there. I'm told that it is used to put new and unique names on Cubs jerseys. So we might have to buy somebody a Cubs jersey. Connor, would you like a jersey? Connor O'Donnell is out here. Let's get Connor O'Donnell a Cubs jersey. Shane, let's pick out a Cubs jersey for Connor. I said I was going to use the machine. Damn it. If that's what I have to do, I'm going to use the machine. Connor O'Donnell, the governor of the Twitch chat, is out here. Shane, I'm serious. Let's pick out a Cubs jersey for Connor O'Donnell, and we'll get him to put whatever name he'd like to put on the back, and we'll get that. All right? Okay? We're going to think that's what we're going to do.
Can we put five names in a hat, and like El Fonseca, Rizzo, and we'll just randomly do
it? Oh, that's kind of fun. As long as it's okay with Connor.
Connor?
Well, he can put one name in the hat.
Okay, fine.
He can choose
put
a name.
One. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, just any Cubs name you want.
Yes, any all time.
Oh, that is fun. That leaves open a lot of possibilities.
It's not really up to Connor, in my opinion. Connor doesn't have a choice in this matter. He's getting a jersey, you know? So.
Yeah, no, so Spiegs, Eddie, myself, Tanny, and Rich Wyatt will put a name in here. I think I'm going Matt Stairs.
I love that. That's great. You would like a Matt Stairs,
jersey.
That would look good on Connor, I think. Absolutely. All right. See, now we're getting somewhere. So, Shane, he doesn't get to pick a name himself that might actually come up? Congrats. Rally House is doing some NFL kickoff events, and there's going to be a tailgate prize pack starting tomorrow through Sunday at Rally House in Wrigleyville in Geneva and Rally House Town and Country. You can sign up for your chance to win a tailgate prize pack valued at over $1,000. Tent, chairs, games, even a Rally House gift card will be awarded to one lucky fan who signs up prior to the event. Rally House will contact the winning fan the week of the 16th, so if you sign up, keep a lookout for a winning call. Customers must sign up at one of the three participating stores that I mentioned over the weekend to enter. That's Rally House in Wrigleyville, in Geneva, and Town and Country. All right, let's get on the record, Eddie, okay? I want to know what you think, and Shane and Tanny, if you want to hop in and get in here, let's get on the record. First of all, on wins, I think this is a 10-win team. So I'm going 10-7 on the Bears. Where are you officially on this? As we can hold you to this and play it back for you on December 12th.
December 12th, after we talk Jingle All the Way, just to be clear. I'm going 9.
You're
just
going 9.
Under the win total, it's at 9.5.
Yeah.
But still a good record, still a winning record, 9-8.
Really? Why do you hate the Bears?
I don't hate the – I get accused of that sometimes.
Of course you do.
I just like – I'm just cautiously optimistic. You know, you just get your heart broken so many times.
Yeah.
But when I see something that makes me see green and I'm just all speeds ahead, like, you know, I'll probably say 12.
Eddie hates the Bears and dogs, by the way.
Oh,
hates
no.
dogs.
Does we
he's
didn't
not
have to
good
do
at
this.
Petting dogs. He,
You're going to do this here?
I don't know.
In
the
sporting goods store?
People want it.
He's got a dog walk podcast.
They also call him Red Ed Speaks,
no,
by the way.
Speaks.
Yeah.
This is
like communism.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, when we did this, when the schedule was released, I jokingly said they were going 17-0.
You
but
did.
I think 12. I'm trying to look at this optimistically. I'm trying to be a fan, but also keeping some kind of realistic expectations. If Caleb Williams hits his ceiling, this is a 12 or 13 win team. Assuming health, and no, you can't assume health, but I'm doing it, that's a 13 win team. These are the three best. It's the best wide receiver room in the NFL. If Rome Odunze is what people think he's going to be,
it's
and if
right
Keenan Allen's
there.
Healthy, it is the number one wide receiver room in the NFL.
The Eagles with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and now they added Jahan Dotson.
Yep.
That's a good room. That's a pretty darn good room.
Miami's still very strong.
Oh, Miami extremely
strong.
Yeah,
Waddle, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, but assuming everyone hits their ceiling, which won't happen. It doesn't happen anywhere.
Green Bay has six different wide receivers that are in their first 3 years that all seem to be good and interchangeable, and it makes me crazy.
Yep.
12-5.
Tanny, where are you? Have you allowed the optimism to live inside
well,
you?
Well, it's waned. Like, you know, when we did that initial prediction segment very early after the draft, I was also at 12 because I was just going by the schedule, win, loss, win. You know what I mean? But after just looking at the conference as a whole, I don't see that. I think I'm right there with Eddie with 9 wins. I think they have not done anything really to make me feel better about the offensive and defensive line because I just kind of assumed that they would, that would shake out in a way that made me, like, you know, get me back to that 12 win mark. But I don't see that happening right now. And that's not a knock to them, but I just think the division's really tough. I have Green Bay winning the division and Detroit taking a slight step back with that, you know, hangover from last year, but they're still better than the Bears. So I think I just don't know how they're going to get 12 wins in this division and this conference.
Yeah, you don't. You look at power rankings at this point of the year, most top fives have the Packers and the Lions in them, which gives you an idea of what they're actually
right.
trying to do here.
It's points and takeaways for me. They're going to score a lot of points because Caleb's going to throw the ball a ton, and DeAndre Swift is a hell of a lot better than people give him credit for, and Roschon Johnson and Khalil Herbert are still killer tailbacks. But then also takeaways. This is the best secondary in the NFL.
Did I groan out loud?
Hell,
you did.
That.
You groaned out
Roschon
loud.
Or Herbert?
Both of them.
No, really?
Both, I mean, Herbert's got the breakaway speed, but I don't trust him to block anybody. And then Roschon hasn't can break a few tackles here and there, but Roschon doesn't have the breakaway speed. I have serious doubts about the quality of running back depth on
this. You going Velus Jones, RB2?
No, but I could see them headed that way at some point.
They're going to score a lot of points, Speaks, and they're going to take the ball away a ton. They're going to set a record for team interceptions.
All right, so Shane's on 12. He's on 12.
Maybe 13.
I'm gonna need you to look up that record for team interceptions so you can actually think about that. Are we going to have Robbie do it? Robbie, could you type furiously at that? And also, have you found out anything? thing having to do with Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson is limited. He was limited today.
Okay. Mentally.
Someone stuffed Shane an oversized Weber grill with these takes. What are we doing here? I mean, this is crazy.
Dude, but that's what this is about.
13
like,
wins?
I'm not going to be measured. I'm not going to put a microphone to my mouth and be measured. And it's not gotten me anywhere.
But let me not be measured. I just want to see something. Like, if we come out and we beat the Titans' ass, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Like, all speed ahead.
Right, but we don't have the opportunity to watch that game just yet.
Toughest opponents aren't until they don't have to play either of them for the first time until week 11.
Yeah, they don't touch
between
the
Packers
later.
And Lions.
And I don't think 9 wins is like that's not a bad year. Like it depends how they get there. Like if they can finally beat Green Bay for once, and you know Caleb stays on the field the entire time, and they realize like okay, we know where our clear upgrades have to be this offseason.
Yeah.
I'd be thrilled with 9-8 if they did it the right way and made progress in significant things like beating the Packers once.
So is 9-8 a sneak into the playoffs for you or no?
I don't have – no. I've got the Eagles, the Rams, and the Lions as those wild card teams.
I've got the Bears as the final wild card. I've got 3 playoff teams in this division.
I think 9-8 will sneak into the playoffs because it's all going to be how you stack up against the division. You're fighting for that second spot at 9-8 in my opinion, mm-hmm. right? So hopefully this is the year we take down the Packers.
That would be delightful. Yes. All right. I'm wondering who's going to lead this team in receiving. Who's going to lead this team in receiving yards? And who's going to lead this team in catches? I'm going DJ Moore. As much as I respect Keenan Allen and Keenan Allen here in the contract year, I think it's DJ Moore by catches and by yards. I'll go with him for both.
Yeah, it's chalk, but it's DJ. Is DJ, I think Keenan's going to have a good year, but he's going to be more like a 3rd-and-8, big first down, right at the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so confident that Rome's going to step in and be awesome right away.
Sorry, all right, so let's go first and second. So I got DJ 1, I got Keenan Allen 2nd in receiving yards on this team.
I like that. I like that, too. I'm with you on that, too. Okay. But DJ is my pick.
Okay.
I love Caleb's ability to scramble. And I love Cole Kmet's ability to get open when he sees Caleb scrambling. I don't think Cole's number one. I think Rome is number one because he is going to be a top 5 route runner in the NFL this year. He has an incredible ability to run routes, and him and Caleb are going to be on page one together from day one. And then I think Cole's number two. Cole Kmet will have a monster year.
So you've got Rome 1.
And Cole 2. And then DJ Moore. And then
DJ 3 is the craziest part about it.
That is the craziest part.
But I don't trust Keenan Allen to stay healthy. I don't, because he never has.
Well, he had 13 games played last year, set the Chargers record for reception. But the 4 games he missed were due to the heel injury, and it's the same heel injury that has him limited here in week 1. Mm. So at age 32, or is it 33 already? I think it's 32 for Keenan Allen. It's an understandable fear. But DJ has the 3rd ranked in terms of catches and yards.
I just think they're going to be that good, Speaks. Yeah. They're going to be that good.
Yeah,
they're going to be sharing the ball a ton, but they're going to be that good. By the way, 1961 Chargers, 49 team interceptions. Yeah, so I think Jalen could have 49
interceptions.
Yeah, Jalen could have 49.
That's is that Dick Knight Train Lane?
No, but he is
Robbie, could
one.
You look that up for Dick Knight
Train? He's number one of all time, but team interceptions, Chargers, 1961, 49.
Okay. Spiggs, what almanac were you reading growing up that you know that guy named Dick Knight Train Lane?
All of them. Seriously,
impressive.
Every almanac that there was.
Yeah. Eddie, we talked about him losing his virginity in 2005.
Yeah, true.
This is why.
True.
Seriously, dude, I grew up with the baseball encyclopedia in the house, the most giant and ridiculous book, and would just like sift through that. But like all those books, man, great wide receivers of the 1970s. I mean, that was on the bookshelf 100%. And,
did you have the NFL pictorial history? It came out like in the early 80s. My grandfather had that book, so yeah, I knew about Dick Knight Train Lane. That's the first time I ever saw the Y.A. Tittle photo. You know,
oh, with the blood?
Yeah.
The blood coming out. Oh, yeah. That's a good stuff. Absolutely had that. And The Game and the Glory was the big baseball book that I had with, like, that's where I learned about Shirley Povich, the old time baseball writer, who was indeed the father of Maury Povich. Thanks, everybody. Good night. All right. We'll see you later. Yeah, it's true. All right, Tanny, who you got for number one and number two on the receiving yards and catches?
I've got Keenan Allen at number one. I think this will be a good year for Caleb Williams, but I think because he gets that good year, I think one of the things he'll be able to do is find Keenan Allen early and often, extending those drives. And like he's the only guy that's going to probably ask for the ball and actually get it whenever he wants it. So I think he'll Caleb will do the thing that a rookie quarterback should do and lean on his possession receiver. So I think Keenan Allen is going to be the number one receiver in terms of yardage and catches this year. And DJ being number two. I think Rome's going to struggle a little bit because there's, you know, only one football out there, and rookies tend to not do so great in that regard when they're not the number one option. So, yeah, I like Keenan Allen and then DJ.
So, you know, it's interesting. Someone, I forget who it was. Was it Anthony Herron? It was one of my myriad co-hosts over these last 3 weeks. Had me thinking about the Rome Odunze touchdowns over. That Rome, with his ability to do the contested catch, that Caleb, with his desire to look for Rome and the trust that they seem to be developing, that maybe not the yards over, but the touchdown over for Rome. And that makes a lot of sense.
I could see that. If there's a lot of red zone opportunities and you have the guy with the most freakish athletic ability out of all those guys, you know, yes, getting opportunities, I could definitely see that.
Yeah, if he knows where the line is in the back corner. By the way,
top corner is going to be on DJ. So,
yes. You know,
and that.
Yeah, he's gonna have a nickel on him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying Cole Kmet. He's gonna have a linebacker on him in every single set. It's gonna be a linebacker and a safety over the top, maybe.
By the way, be sure to check out FanDuel's Profit Boost in the app and use it for FanDuel's Double Your Winnings for all Sunday, September 8th. That's this Sunday. All the pregame money line bets. There's a special Profit Boost, and it's going to be live starting tomorrow, the 6th of September. View your account page now to learn more about your Profit Boost. All right, sacks leader. We'd all bet chalk on Montez Sweat. Who's second in sacks on the Bears?
A Mark Anderson-esque rookie season. Austin Booker.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I love the Mark Anderson reference.
Yeah, I mean, 12 sacks. I believe that's still a Bears record for a rookie.
With Adewale Ogunleye on the other side getting all the attention.
Similar situation. I don't know how long it's going to take Booker to, you know, take these snaps away from Walker and whatnot, but I think that's my bold take. I'm going double digit from Austin Booker. I'm buying all the stock. All the stock.
Double digit sacks for Austin Booker.
Double digit.
That's a very good sign. If that happens, that is a very good sign.
Yeah.
Right? Because it also means that they're leading a lot, and teams are trying to pass a lot to come back on them, and there's a lot of attempts, and there's enough snaps to go around for them. That would be a very good sign.
I'm going to give you something off the wall. This is not going to be a popular pick. I love Kyler Gordon. Kyler Gordon is fast. Kyler Gordon is a good tackler. Matt Eberflus is going to be aggressive. Kyler Gordon's going to have 8 or 9 sacks.
Oh, but that's a lot.
I know. But this isn't time to just like say the chalk thing. I'm going out on a limb on purpose, but I love Kyler Gordon.
I like the nickelback blitz. I do like the nickel blitz, and we've seen it a couple of times. Kyler's a strong finisher.
He thrives in that he situation. Does.
Nickelback blitz. The last time I went and saw them, like the people run up to the front of the venue to try to get in the front row. They call that the nickelback blitz.
That's what they do. And then it's a dance. That's also the name of the
dance. I'm telling you, though, this oversized Weber grill, you just lock Shane in it whenever he says something dumb. Like, there's something to it.
Dude, I wouldn't spend any time outside of the grill.
The real big one. The real big giant kettle.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be like,
their Komodo. Like, ooh, I want one of those Komodos.
Yeah, you know what he would do? He'd wire a microphone into that thing.
He probably would.
And then we're just screwed.
I still find a way to get
Tanny, who's second in sacks on this team?
How about someone that's maybe not on the roster currently, you know, which is my big concern. Like, I think they make a trade for someone and like that's not good. Like, you know, if I have to pick someone on the roster, I'm going to say new score guy, TJ Edwards, you know, but I don't know where this pass rush is coming from. Like, I think Eflus will get creative with some of the blitzes, and that's why it's going to be a linebacker right behind Sweat with the sacks. But I think they know that they're going to have to maybe acquire someone. Other than that, it's going to be spread out and not as much as I would like, personally. But I'm going to say they trade for someone who ends up being number two in sacks.
How good would have Hassan Reddick looked on this team?
Yeah, I mean, crazy. Or Matthew Judon.
Yeah.
You know, they knew
it. That's an interesting option, right? What about that Jets contract situation? Did that ever, you know, get rectified here? You know, is that something that maybe he could hit the open market?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be on the lookout for stuff like that. They're going to be on the lookout for stuff like that as the deadline approaches. I mean, clearly they already threw some draft capital at the two defensive linemen. They're going to stay on the lookout for stuff like that.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Who leads this team in interceptions?
Tyrique Stevenson. I really believe in him now because he had so many times where he had balls in his hands and he just dropped it. So he's my pick.
I like it. I'll go Jalen. I think Jalen capitalizes on what he's done, and that might mean coming off his man every once in a while to get that done with a little more aggression than he's had.
I think Jaquan Brisker is going to realize that he doesn't need to go for the hit first every single time like he did last year. He's a hard-hitting safety, but I think Jaquan Brisker is going to have a year of the ball hawk. I think he leads the team in interceptions because they don't throw the ball at Jalen enough. Mm-hmm. He's not going to have enough opportunities. He just won't. He didn't last year. He won't this year.
Tanny, you got a pick for interceptions?
Because of that, you know, because they won't throw a Jalen on it, I do like the Tyreek Stevenson pick by Eddie, but just for the sake of just having a different name out there, I'll show some love to Kyler Gordon. I think Kyler Gordon has a big year in that regard.
So there we go. All right, we're on the record. Anything else that I missed that we should get in on in terms of Bears predictions? Eberflus for Coach of the Year, I got him early. I got him early for it. 9-8, get him Coach of the Year? No. 10-7, get him Coach of the Year? There's a chance. Probably not still, though.
Yeah, probably not.
It's going to be tough, especially if the Chargers win 10 games and they make it. Uh-huh. I can see them just giving it to Harbaugh. But if the Bears make the playoffs and they win 10 games, Eberflus is 1,000% of the discussion.
I think there's a lot more pressure this year on Tremaine Edmonds. I think he's got to step up big time. I mean, he was serviceable last year, and like you didn't feel his absence. Like, you didn't think we're getting screwed because Tremaine's leaving a hole in the middle of the defense, but I think he has to be a presence.
Let's throw open the phone lines here at 312-644-6767 and take your calls on Score Afternoon. You got thoughts on these predictions? Want to make some of your own? You can hop in with me, Spiegs, and him, Eddie from Barstool. It's Stoolies and Scoreheads hanging out together on 670 The Score. Some people have come by the Rally House. I'm trying to figure out if they're Score people or Barstool people or merely folks that work here that are just hanging out with media backgrounds and want to, you know, talk to us and take our jobs.
Yeah,
trying to figure that out.
How much is that 7-foot inflatable Clark the Cub going for?
I don't know. Let's find out. Let's find out. And then also coming up later this hour, we got to put names in a hat and see if we can come up with a good name to put on the back of a jersey for Connor O'Donnell. Texter Sean suggests Mango 83 for Connor. Now that's, I might have to go with that. I might have to co-opt that on behalf of the texters. Keep hanging out on Score Afternoons here on 670 The Score.
Mango!
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We do have to figure out a name for this show. If you're listening to this right now, the working title is Chicago Ball. But we were talking beforehand. It's me, Big Cat, Chief, Eddie, White Sox Dave.
We are joined by Chicago Bears legend Mike Singletary. Mike, we had a little tech issues. We apologize about that. I'm sure a man like you, you probably don't love technology as it is. So I'm sorry we didn't give you a reason to warm up to it at all.
It's all good.
Was I right on that? Do you hate technology, Mike?
I'm sorry, with what?
Hey, man. That's why Tanny's the best. He looked for a moment of your new show, Eddie, to really be emblematic of what the show is all about.
That's it.
And that's what he chose. It. Did it get better from there with Mike Singletary?
Yeah.
You know. Of course. Yeah, you know. I've had those moments constantly.
Yeah.
My entire freaking radio life. That's pretty cool, though. You guys got a new show over there. It's funny. This text here from Scotty Drumsticks and Mundelein. The best people are like me, both a scorehead and a stoolie. Today's show is great. One of my favorite Barstool personalities, mixing it up with my favorite score host. Thank you, Scotty Drumsticks. See? We got one. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. That text is from Dan Bernstein.
You don't know him like that. You don't.
Scotty Drumsticks?
Yeah, you don't know Scotty Drumsticks. You can't call him Drumsticks.
Yeah, no, he and I, we're tight like that. Is this a year where you're going to get to more games? Do you go to games at Soldier Field? Do you brave the absurdity of getting into that place?
So actually, we just signed a Portillo's deal where we're going to 3 road games. So I'll be more on the road versus at Soldier Field.
Wow.
Which I love. You know, see the other stadiums. Originally, we were going to do all 3 North games, but Lions is on Thanksgiving, so we're doing Colts instead.
Oh, okay. So you're doing Colts, Vikings, and Packers?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I went to Lambeau for the first time last year.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, season finale, and I vowed I will be at that game every year until we get a win there.
So you're going to Green Bay for every Packer game?
Every
game. Until the Bears get a win.
Until we get a win there.
How long has it been?
2018? Oh, man. Who's counting?
Yeah.
Right?
Everybody. A lot of people are counting.
That just kills me.
I know, dude. They know what they're doing, man. It sucks. It really sucks. They draft traits in a quarterback, and they make him sit and watch for a couple of years and learn from a great one, and they did it again. I mean, at least with these two examples, they know what the hell they're doing, and it only lasts for 40 years.
And I love the state of Wisconsin, especially in the summer. It's great to go up there. You sit there, great dive bars. You do some scratchers or some pull tabs, excuse me. But you try to have some friendly banter, and they have everything over our heads, just calling you a fib. I'm just trying to have cheese curds, man.
Yeah,
like
you're right.
Please.
Yeah, no, they got absolutely everything in every sport right now. It is an ugly problem. You just went on a ballpark tour. Were you just in Oakland?
Yes, I was just in Oakland. So I went for the A's White Sox series.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, that is legitimately
the White Sox are in line to be the A's of the Midwest.
Yes,
to slowly decay in an empty ballpark with a loathsome owner until eventually they find a way to get out, or the owner dies and they sell to somebody new who gets them out. This is the dystopian vision that I've had that I'd like to escape, but I can't seem to escape for the White Sox at this point. And you just went out to see both of them against each other.
Yeah, flew across the country. I was there for 20 hours. It was a one-night trip. That's it. White Sox, A's. It was everything I wanted it to be. It felt like an abandoned amusement park. Which made me sad because those Oakland Athletics fans deserve more, but it truly did. You walk through those concourses, and it's eerie, man.
Wow.
Eerie. Just everything's closed, and you just think of the joy and all the fond memories people have shared there and what's there now. It's sad.
Yeah, I saw my buddy Rob Bradford did a Baseball Isn't Boring podcast with Dennis Eckersley when the Red Sox were out there, and it was Eck talking about what he said were like the 11 best years of his life. or 9 or 10 years, whatever they were, the best years of his life when he was with Oakland, and he's a fireman, and his dad and his parents are coming to games and seeing him be the fireman, and he's looking around the place, sitting in the stands there, and just like almost in tears about the decay of that thing. And the abandoned amusement park is a chilling comp, because that's what those places can feel like.
Yeah, and to tell you how sick I am, I also parlayed that earlier in the year with going to Tropicana for the first time. So I did the Ray Stadium and the A Stadium.
Are you trying to prove something?
I just got to see it. I'm one of those guys. Like, I just got to see it. I did Mullet Arena, that holds, you know, it's like 5,000 people there, the Coyotes Stadium.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was cool.
Oh, right, yes. Right. Yeah, I heard that's a great place to see an NHL game.
Awesome. They played the St. Cal Makar. Like, are you kidding me? Guys that close? It was a really cool experience.
I like the Trop. The Trop wasn't bad.
Yeah.
The Trop in person is a lot better than how the Trop plays on TV.
I agree. And the one thing about Oakland, too, is the concourse, everything, it's just concrete. It looks dumpy, but once you get in there, it's not a bad spot to watch ball.
Like, in Oakland?
No, it's not a bad spot to watch ball.
You talking about the Trop.
For sure. And I agree. And I didn't mind the Trop either.
Okay. But sight lines in Oakland were
sight lines
better
in Oakland. Yeah. Shifted there on you.
Cheap beer. Our beer vendor just got his case and brought it to our section of the outfield. He's like, hey, I'll stay here out here with you guys and sell you 2 for 1 if you just continue buying. So we were paying like $4 for a beer. That ingratiated the Trop with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool surrounding neighborhood, too. I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Well, there you go. See, I haven't been to a game down there. It's crazy, man. That ballpark across the street, right from where we are, is going to be hosting something tomorrow that I want to talk about with you. But first, we need to pick a name out of this hat for Connor O'Donnell's jersey. I am buying Connor O'Donnell a jersey because, damn it, somebody's got to use the Hotronics machine. And he has agreed to get whatever name is picked out of this hat on the back of the jersey. Have you picked out a jersey, Connor? Have you picked out especially which one you want? All right, good. He's going classic home pinstripes. All right, there we go. We've all written a name down. There's no way of knowing which one he's going to get, but I'm about to pick one right now. I'm very, very excited. Okay, let's see if I can find the one that I wrote on.
First one you pick, or are we doing elimination style?
What's elimination style?
Well, last one standing. Like
last one standing is a nice call, because
yes,
then we get to read all the names.
Yes.
Yes. That's an excellent call. Did he drop one, Shane?
Are you?
It's okay.
What panties you're missing, probably, no?
No, I'm missing mine.
All right.
Oh, no.
You got it? Okay. All right. Did you write down the one for Tanny?
Yes.
And we got Rich Wyatt's written down as well? Okay. We'll do last one standing. I like that idea. Longtime score guy, Eddie from Barstool, came up with that himself. He's been a score guy for 3 hours. Coomer 6 is not going to be the choice. That's too bad.
That would have been a good one.
That is a great call. That would have been good. Coomer's a 10.
Who had that one? Tanny?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, that's like, I would never wear a Cubs jersey ever unless it was like a Coomer game worn jersey. Like that I could do.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, we got to get one of those.
I told Connor in the Twitch chat, I was like, I hope you liked Micah Hoffpower. So I chose to go with the name that he actually would wear.
All right. Somebody decided to be cute and wrote down Paul Bacco, number 9.
That was me. That was me, Paul Bacco. Made the last out in 2003 NLCS.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
That's,
but I'll always remember Paul Bacco.
Connor,
that would have been good.
Yeah, congrats. You don't have to wear Paul Bacco on your body. All right, here's this one. Damn it. I was hoping it would go. I went with the textures. Mango 83. You don't have to wear Mango 83
Mango?
On your body. Yeah. God, it's too bad. I was really hoping that was going to. Is this the last one? Why is this the last one? There's only 4? So we 1, 2, 3. Rich Wyatt didn't do one? Oh, my God. Congratulations,
wow.
Connor.
Wow.
Wow. This
oh,
is.
No.
Yeah. You get to a great bartender, a tremendous bartender. Kyle Farnsworth is the jersey you get to wear. Farnsworth 34. He's okay with that. Connor's okay with that. He's
that's
thrilled.
Not the worst.
He's totally fine. That's amazing. So you don't get to wear a Mango 83. Damn it! But you get a Kyle Farnsworth jersey.
Congratulations!
You're wearing a Friday 120 hat.
Yes,
right now.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's so longtime Cubs guy or what?
Yes. Grow up going to the stadium, everything like that. Took the Addison bus from Harlem and Addison over there. So.
All right. Well, let me do your baseball bona fides real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the greatest game you've ever been at in person? Greatest baseball game you've ever been at?
2003, NLDS, Game 3, Maddux versus Pryor. Hands down.
2003. And yeah, that's a hell of a game.
Yeah. Maddox Pryor, especially Mark Pryor, one of my favorite Cubs of all time. To see him go up against Maddox, the legend, was with my father, too, with experience I'll never forget.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Give me a player you loved as a kid and why. That's not Pryor, since you just referenced him. Give me another one that you absolutely loved and tell me why.
So Derek Lee was he was the guy. He really was. That year when he was chasing on the Triple Crown was one of the – I don't even think they were any good that year, if I remember correctly. And it was still, like, just the bright spot. He was always smiling. Like, he was I'd have to go Derek Lee.
Crazy steady.
Mm-hmm.
Just and in every phase, knew what the hell he was doing.
Yep.
I love it. And then if you were commissioner, what is one thing you would change immediately about the game or the way that it's played?
Let the pitchers hit again.
Really?
Let the pitchers hit again.
What the, really?
Bring it back.
Just for the romance of it?
Yeah, just for the romance of it. Maybe like half the year or something. Maybe like, I don't know. Just squeeze it in there somewhere.
Oh, man. I don't miss the pitchers hitting. I don't.
I know, I get it.
And I'm a guy about the romance. I am a guy about that, but that's not something I miss. All right, good answers. Good answers from Barstool Eddie. It should be bigger over there tomorrow. It should feel bigger, and we'll tell you why it should feel bigger, but it does not seem to. Mark Grody at the top of the hour on 670 The Score.
To celebrate the start of football season, we're very excited about football season.
No-hitter. A combined no-hitter for the Chicago Cubs.
Spiegel and Barstool Eddie here with you on 670 The Score at Score Afternoons. Some dude just came over to here at Rally House in Wrigleyville and put on the giant Bears hat. It's a good look. It really is. Costs a lot of money, but that's how they make their money here in the sporting goods business, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, but a day where it rains, you're not getting no water on your head. You're completely covered.
It's a hat-brella.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
It's exactly what it is.
It's an umbrellat. Yeah. Indeed. You heard Pat Hughes on the way in. Tomorrow, the last returning member of the 2016 Cubs World Series core comes back to Wrigley as a player. We've had a Chris Bryant moment. We've obviously had a Wilson Contreras as a Cardinals moment. We just had a Javi Baez as a Tigers moment. Now, 3 years plus since getting traded to the Yankees because of injury and schedule happenstance, this will be the first time that Anthony Rizzo sets foot at Wrigley Field. I'm going to be there. My wife is a hardcore Cubs meatball fan, which has been a delightful thing in my life. You know, when you're a grizzled sports dude who's been around for a while, to have somebody whose passion still runs that hot has been an absolutely wonderful thing. So I'm looking forward to being there tomorrow and see what the crowd vibes are for Anthony Rizzo. I'm sure it'll be very, very special.
I'm sure it'll be special. I know Cubs fans are going to show out, but I can't help but think about, there's no hype garnered around this like there should be, right? Do you feel that way?
I don't. It does not feel like it's being talked about a lot. No, it does not.
And is it the three-year thing?
Maybe. It the distance of it. I think it's it's always interesting when we say, yeah, nobody's talking about this. We're the ones who could be talking about this. Yeah. So is it a choice that we've made? Is it a choice that you've made on your shows? You know, on the new Chicago show, did you guys talk about it this week?
We didn't. We did not. We were mostly Bears because it's that time. So maybe it's timing, right?
I think it's timing.
Yeah.
I think principally it's timing. I think the fact that the Cubs have been, you know, what they've been this year and kind of a disappointing story, obviously. And ultimately, if they don't make the playoffs, it'll be looked at as a failed season and should be looked at as a failed season. I think that's part of it. But I think it is also the distance and the time of it. It's been a long time.
It's got to be, because I brought up the prior Maddox game last segment.
Yeah.
I think you were there, too, at the Patrick Kane return game. The Chelios night?
I was there, yeah, because I sang afterwards with the band out in the on the concourse. So I sang a bunch of tunes for that Chelios party. So yeah, I was there at the game. That was crazy.
That's a top 3 to 5 Chicago game I've ever been to, too. And the Hawks lost.
Yeah.
But the environment. The
environment was amazing.
It was, you know.
Because they combined it, because it was Chelios' retirement and Kane return.
Yes.
So you had luminaries from every era of Blackhawks hockey.
Sure, yes, you're right. But even so, the Kane reception and the Kane buzz, the Kane being back on Madison was at a higher level right now than Rizzo.
Yeah.
At least it feels.
You know, it's because there's been Schwarber moments as well. So everybody's kind of had their time. And this will be Rizzo's. It's a product of the timing, but I bet it's going to be pretty damn cool tomorrow. Because also Anthony's had a rough time, man. He just got off the injured list after spending, I think it was 10 weeks on the injured list. There was obviously the concussion that he had last year, which was just freaking brutal.
Yeah.
And he's had ups and downs as an offensive player. But like, there's a specialness, man. Like I just pulled up this picture. I don't think you'd have ever seen this picture, right?
Mm-mm.
That's young Anthony Rizzo when he was in the Red Sox system as a prospect, and they brought him up to Boston, and they let him, the young cancer survivor, hang out and meet John Lester, the active pitcher on the Red Sox, another young cancer survivor. And like, that's how far back those guys go. And obviously Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer are in Boston at the time. Jed goes to San Diego and trades for him there for Adrian Gonzalez. Then Jed comes to Chicago with Theo and they trade for him here. Who was that pitcher that they traded him for? Right now I'm forgetting.
For Rizzo?
Yeah. The Cubs pitcher, young fireballer who they traded to San Diego.
Ah.
God, it's gonna make me crazy. Texters will come up with it. But anyway, Jed traded for him twice.
Oh, Cashner.
Andrew Cashner is exactly
first rounder.
Yes. So Cashner is exactly it. That's who it was. But so I mean the bond is real, and Rizzo was heart and soul of that batch.
It's not a debate that he was the face of it, right?
I don't think so. No.
If you're going to argue anyone, it's Lester.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't. He's got the Red Sox pull too for breaking the curse for them. But
yes,
Rizzo is the face of that.
No, he was. He was. And I'll never forget my buddy Marty Leonards from WXRT, huge Cubs fan, wonderful Cub fan. Every year for the Lynn Bramer Morning Show, he would read his prayer. Oh, am I outing him as the regular guy? I think everybody knows it anyway. But Marty used Marty's dad passed away. I think it was 2014, 2015. I'll never forget this because his dad was a Cub fan for decades and decades. And I said, Marty, I'm so sorry. I didn't get to see this team do what it eventually did. And there's a ton of stories like that,
yep.
Right?
Yes.
And I remember the first thing he said was, "Huh, Matt, my dad would have loved Rizzo. God, he would have loved Rizzo."
Yeah.
Just because, like, you're right. Face of it, he had like the fearlessness with which he played first base.
Yep. The eye black, the smile, standing on the tarp to catch that foul out. He had it all, man.
Yes.
He really had it all.
Yeah.
He was the heart and soul of those teams.
Yeah, it really was. And then you did think I thought he was going to be like a modern day Mr. Cub, and I think he wanted to be that. I think he wanted to be here for another 5 to 7 years and maybe retire here.
And that's a relationship to kind of put a pin into, because once he's done, if they don't bring him back and make something out of Anthony Rizzo, ambassador or whatever for the Chicago Cubs, I think that is a gross negligence move by the Chicago Cubs.
Is he the answer to who gets the next statue? I mean, is it Lester? I don't think it's Arrieta. I think it's Lester or Rizzo, or it's one for the whole 2016 team. I think we've done the topic, right? I think that's where I ended up, is like a combo statue for the 2016 team, but they don't have anything like that over there.
Chris Bryant will finish his career as a Cub, and it will go to Bryant.
In like a
he
year?
Doesn't like baseball, but he's going to come back here for the redemption because he's been ass.
Where's the Weber grill?
That's what I'm saying. Absolute ass.
You ever seen the movie Hook?
Yeah.
Put him in the boo box. That's what we need. Put Shane in the boo. This guy.
Chris Bryant will finish his career as a Cub, and that's who the statue
Eddie,
will go to.
This, welcome to my life. Go ahead.
Yeah.
If
go ahead.
You think Chris Bryant's picking up a bat after this mega deal.
Dude, it's either him or Nico Horner.
He's done after this mega deal.
I don't think so.
There's no.
No.
That is 100%.
I think he comes back here for a 1 or 2 year deal.
He was miserable here. He was miserable at
the end. Yeah, but that's because of Anthony Rizzo. Hard guy to work with.
Not true.
I got stories, brother.
He fell out of love. He fell out of love with the game while he was here. And then he successfully achieved the family's lifelong goal of the mega deal. It's like everybody's got some sadness to it. It's sad to watch Javi suck as much as he does.
Totally. Totally. And seeing how the level of disdain that Tigers fans have for him, it's like, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to watch.
It's evil. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. And then there's Schwarber, who's just an absolute complete badass and stands as an emblem of some really tough financial decisions. You know, really embarrassing. I mean, because a lot of them, it's worked out. They were proven correct in terms of Rizzo with the contract.
Yep.
They were proven correct in terms of Baez and the free agency. Proven correct in terms of Bryant. But Schwarber as a non-tender. Just a flat out, no, we're not interested. And you see what that guy is. And every team in baseball wants that guy.
Yeah.
Every team would absolutely kill for him.
Yeah, definitely the biggest no move out of that core. Mm-hmm. Arrieta, same way. Like, that was another good move.
Yes, not, a good move.
Good move, yes.
And Arrieta, and you not. Knew, oh, they're just going to exhaust everything that he's got in that arm and then just be done with them and have it move on. Mm-hmm. And they played that one correctly, too.
Yes.
It's if you missed transition, we talked a bit about the no-hitter then. By the way, Mark Grody coming up at the top of the hour with a whole bunch of tape and a whole bunch of nuggets from a big, big Bears day as we're getting you ready for Bears and Titans in week one. But the combined no-hitter last night, it's just I wasn't surprised that Shota left. I thought maybe he'd get one more inning at 95 pitches, but the way they've dealt with him all year, it makes all the baseball sense in the world that he didn't get a chance to finish that thing. Makes all the logical sense. It fits all the groupthink, especially because this team is alive. As slim as it is, they are alive, and Justin Steele just hit the injured list. But I still absolutely hated that he didn't get a chance to pitch a no-hitter.
It sucked. And it sucks every time. It doesn't matter if it's your guy on your team. You see a pitcher get pulled with no hits, you're mad every time.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, when it's not happening to your team, sometimes I'm like, well, okay, that's all right. That's the right decision. And I don't know if it's a bad thing. But then, like, I mean, that's exactly the kind of guy who deserves to get a no-hitter in a year like this where he's just been freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And he's been fun.
Yes.
He's been a joy. He's been a great story. Mm-hmm. All of it, you know, he has held that rotation together as different folks have been injured and stuff like that. He deserves a punctuation moment like that.
A huge part of why they're where they're at right now. Even they're sniffing around.
Yeah.
Shota.
Yeah. I think they're 19-6 in his starts, maybe now 20. I think it's 20-6 now in his starts.
There you go.
Unbelievable.
There you go.
So it sucked to see that happen. And it's like, and all the calls, I mean, Alex Cohen, my friend Alex Cohen, doing a nice job on Marquee. Book Shambi is ill for a couple of days.
Getting the call the morning of for Alex Cohen.
Really? Yeah.
Yesterday, got the call in the morning.
Is that out there? What Boog is?
Yeah, he put it on his Instagram story. Alex did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Strep throat for Boog.
Yeah.
Not feeling great.
Yeah. Mm. How about that? Morning of, get there from Iowa, and awesome. Then call a combined no hitter. Not a real no hitter, but a combined no hitter. Not a real no hitter.
Yeah, but
it's not.
You know, it's just the way of the world. I think there's only been two guys who've had complete game no hitters this year. In MLB. I know Renell Blanco from the Astros.
Astros, right.
And then I forget who the other one was, but I think there's only been two.
Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Dylan Cease. Yeah. There you go. He's still good.
Man, how about that?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's understandable that that's the way it went down last night. It just absolutely sucks and is not good for the game, but so it goes. He's Barstool Eddie. I'm Matt Spiegel. It is 670 The Score and Score Afternoons. Let's talk to Grody. He's got tape from Montez Sweat. Oh, yeah, and Eric Washington, Shane Waldron, and much, much more. Keep it here on 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.